You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on abweb.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for Abweb from Sun and Fun 2019. I'm here with Lightspeed's Alan Schrader, president and founder of the company, to talk about Lightspeed Aviation Foundation. Alan, thanks for being here today.
Oh, glad to be here, and always good to see you and connect on matters of aviation.
So tell me a little bit about the foundation.
Yeah, the foundation was started 10 years ago this year, and it really was born out of a heart that I had, and I think our team has, for serving the community that we live in. And so how could we take the assets that we had and help aviators and the aviation community make better use of serving other people and growing our community?
What kinds of things does the foundation do?
Yeah, we've actually evolved over time. I mentioned the 10 years. In the early years, we had first something called a Customer Choice Award, which was connected to people buying a headset and voting for 20 different nonprofits and which ones they like the best. Then it evolved into the Pilot's Choice Awards, where instead of it being got to buy a headset, it was really we were trying to lift up the entities that were featured each year and having them stir up insight, information, tell their story, basically. And they could win dollars if they were the top vote getters in that process. And so throughout that time, we served about 43 nonprofits, doing everything from missionary aviation kinds of things to humanity relief to advocacy, big and small, organizations like EAA and their chapters, like AOPA, but then lots of other smaller organizations that typically had a huge focus and heart for an element of mission work, but we're not very good at telling their story. And so we were there to provide an amplifier, a megaphone that got them to tell their story, and they got funding because of being awarded in various ways through that. Recently, we started last year just focusing on growth and shifting off of compassion and humanitarian uses of aviation. And so we started the Growth Initiative, which is focused almost exclusively on scholarships and getting more pilots into our community.
So who have you been partnering with for the Growth Initiative?
So in year one, we partnered with AOPA and the You Can Fly Initiative. We partnered with the Whirly Girls. We partnered with the 99s. We partnered with a super organization that does training and scholarship work in Australia, Recreational Aviation of Australia. And in that process, mostly just giving away headsets to students that are completing or in the process of completing their training. And this year, we just announced also partnering with EAA and their really fantastic chapter-led scholar-focused program called the Ray Scholarship Foundation Programs. Their goal there is to get 90 new pilots brought in and nurtured through the chapter networks, and taken all the way through their private pilots and into the air on a permanent basis for the community.
Any idea about how many headsets you've given away through these programs at this point?
There's really sort of three pieces of the giving away headsets. In 2009 and 10, we had a huge effort to give away headsets to mission aviation pilots. And through those 2 years, we gave away over 1,000 headsets into the missionary pilot field. But then the program shifted really to cash rewards and these customer choice, pilot choice things. So we had a few headsets we'd give away, but mostly it was dollars. And then we shifted back to the headset program. So last year, I think we gave away probably between 50 and 60 headsets. And this year, it'll be well up over 100.
Well, Alan, thank you for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on abweb.com.